Maryland's morning news on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Well, you know you've arrived when the Washington Post refers to you as a noted crazy person. Frank Fumick is that person.
He joins us on the WBAL Newsline this morning, and the Washington Post thinks you're crazy because you're what they call an ultra-marathoner, a guy for whom one marathon is just not enough.
Oh, well, I guess that's true. I can't deny it, Bill.
But you're putting your feet to a good cause. You have been running in recent weeks to raise money for the Boston bombing victims, and now you've got this project where you're going to run from the Pentagon to Boston, but you're not going to stop?
That's the plan. You know, we originally started this a few weeks ago. After the tragedy, I ran basically three marathons and raised upwards of $50,000+, and just thought the most appropriate way to deliver the money to them was nothing other than running. So my buddy Matt Nelson down in Florida is going to fly up, and we're going to start heading off Tuesday morning from the Pentagon.
Tell me how that works. I mean, physically running that. How far is it from the Pentagon to Boston?
It's about 450 miles. We are not going to run next to each other the whole way. We're going to basically alternate marathons, which is obviously the theme of that whole event. Mm-hmm. So I'll start off running a marathon, 26.2 miles, while Matt rests in the RV, and then he'll hop out. So we're basically flip-flopping. We'll each run about 225 miles or so.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Yeah. Right. We're taking the easy way out.
For people who run marathons, I mean, I know people that have run marathons and they train for years to run one. Talk to me about the mindset that you have to do this, in multiple groups like you're going to do.
Well, I've actually never run in this format where you're, running a marathon and resting for maybe 5 hours and getting out and doing another one. Us ultra runners, we're used to, 50, 100 mile or even longer races where you do all at once, and it sounds strange, but that's almost easier than stopping for 5 hours where you spend time and your muscles start aching and stiffing up, and then we're going to have to get up and do it all over again, 24 hours a day. So if the one person's done at 2 a.m., the other one's going to have to hop out and start again. So that's going to be tough. But, you get to a point where it just becomes mind over matter. We're used to running long distances, but no matter how much you train, it's always hard, and to get to a point where your body wants to stop, and you just got to keep going.
And when are you doing this?
What's that?
When are we doing this?
We're starting Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. from the Pentagon Memorial.
Good luck. Frank Fumick, running from the Pentagon to Boston. Thank you, sir.